believe his word. Amen. Stand with me again, please, if you would. We're going to read one verse, John chapter 7 and verse 37. Familiar perhaps because of the promise of the Spirit. And thank God that that promise is fulfilled many, many times over. And we certainly can make sure it's fulfilled in our lives again and again. Thank the Lord. John 7, verse 37. In the last day, I think that last day aspect needs to be emphasized in where we are. This is not a time to be lax in our walk with God. Not a time to be, just feeling like, oh, it doesn't really matter. I can become stronger a little bit later. I can just kind of float for a while. No, these are the last days. Amen. That great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. I want to emphasize that. He cried. There was a shout. And this is what he said. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Praise God. Now, the Lord was not being a vendor. He was not using entrepreneurial skills here and providing a refreshment stand. No, there was something powerful that he wanted us to understand and partake of. You may be seated. Now, we think about reasons for crying out. Jesus was crying out, and that's what we're calling this today, crying out. Our reasons for crying out can be excitement, that perfect gift that you taught about today. You can cry out with excitement about something that you God has a gift that you were hoping for a long time. You can cry out in exasperation, frustration. You know, I cut that board twice and it's still too short. Or however it goes, Brother Rick. Is that how it goes? Yeah, okay. We can cry out in an emergency. My boys used to ride with us back and forth to Anchorage, and they've testified about how it is something to the effect there's nothing as terrifying as waking up with my wife hollering Jesus as we're driving down the highway because a moose is in front of us or icy conditions are causing the vehicle to lose control or something like that. Never bad driving. No. Other external conditions that create that crying out. We believe in free speech. That's one of our constitutional rights. But you cannot go into a crowded area and holler fire. You'll get in trouble for that. And I wonder if that would apply for bomb or a shooter. My goodness, these are the last days. And the last days say there are perilous times, and we recognize that's exactly what is happening today. There's a lot of reason to cry out. The Greek in Acts 2 and 39 uses the term to mean to call towards oneself, a call to bring someone to you. And that's what the scripture says, as many as the Lord our God shall call. He's calling to bring people to himself. In this instance of John 7:37 that we read, the Greek has a real strong meaning. It can mean a scream. It can mean a shriek. So the Lord was not being calm when he was announcing this opportunity to come to him and drink. It was not just a passing phase or a word that could be ignored. He was screaming it out. Amen. And he cries for our attention. How many times have we cried for his attention? And I looked in the scripture, and I was looking for the word cried or shout, just a loud exclamation. The disciples in the ship, when they saw a figure walking on the water, they didn't know it was Jesus. They thought it was a spirit. They cried out. They were fearful. Peter walking on the water, and he began to sink. He cried out. And it wasn't something eloquent. It wasn't something flowery. It wasn't something that could be recorded for posterity. He simply cried out, "Lord, save me." And I'm thankful the Lord doesn't need something eloquent and flowery. He just needs someone to cry out to him, "Lord, save me. I'm sinking in these waters. I'm sinking in these troubles. I'm sinking in these problems. I'm sinking in this despair." And thank God he's there to lift you up and to bring you into his peace and into his power. Desperate needs cried out for deliverance. Bartimaeus, being blind, cried out when he heard it was Jesus who was passing on the road. And when they tried to quiet him, when they tried to settle him down, when they tried to make him hold his peace, he turned the volume up. He made it even louder. He cried out even longer, and the Lord took care of his needs. The father who brought his son to the Lord because a demon possessed him and was trying to destroy him, casting him into the fire, casting him into the water. Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. The thief does come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You cannot trust anything that he says. The devil has your destruction on his agenda. And there's no point in listening to it. There's no point in trying to compromise with it. Just hold on to the Savior's hand and draw closer to him and know there's victory and power in the Lord. Amen. The Syrophoenician woman who is grievously vexed and upset about her daughter and the possession of the devils that came upon her and how she cried out for the Lord to deliver her daughter. And thank God the Lord knew how to do the work. Demons will cry out and they'll try to get the Lord to leave them alone. "What have we to do with thee?" they would say. And they would beg him to be sent into the pigs and not back to the pit. But thank God the Lord knows how to answer our cries. Amen. Let me just share a couple of times more when Jesus cried out for attention when he was teaching the parable of the sower going forth with seed, and the seed falls on various kinds of soils. It fell in the wayside, in the rocky soil, in thorny soil, and finally in good soil. And we know the intent of what he was saying there was trying to determine how you are going to receive the word of God. Is it going to be by the wayside? Is it going to be in rocky ground? Is it going to be thorny ground in terms of your heart, in terms of your receptiveness? Or is it going to be good ground where it will produce 30 and 60 and 100-fold? Jesus cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Now, he didn't say it in a conversational tone like I just shared it with you. He cried out, "He that hath ears to hear." And people looked at him and gave him their attention to listen, to learn, to live, and to be hearers and doers of the word. Amen. Thank God that the Lord would speak to us again and again. And in Revelation, it would be emphasized, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Praise God. I'm thankful that the Lord would call out to us, not in just a mild manner, but in such a way to get our attention. If any man thirst, common enough experience, a hot and arid climate, you're going to get thirsty. And in this ceremony, this ritual that was going on that the Lord interrupted, The priest would have that chalice. He would have water from the pool of Siloam. He'd be on his way to the temple. This water signified life. It signified the crops. And it was necessary for the harvest. And so they were giving thanks for the water. Jesus watched that ceremony unfolding, and he cried out, "If you thirst, come to me and drink." Praise God. And again, the powerful lesson, the powerful introduction of the idea you can receive the Spirit. The Lord had declared before, if you labor and are heavy laden, you can come to me for rest. Come and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Thank God that we can understand there would be that blessing that he would provide. But oh, the controversies that erupted. Oh, the debates that arose. They missed the message and didn't have the Messiah come into their midst. They didn't grasp the importance of a Savior and the Spirit that he would offer to them. But yet they would return, those who were dispatched to apprehend him. They would come back with the report, "Never a man spake like this man." I don't think they were talking about the volume. I don't think they were talking about elocution or any kind of other ways that you can describe speech and the manner of speaking. I think they were talking about what they heard in the content, what they heard in the power, what they knew and understood was he speaks like nobody else. Hallelujah. And his power is great. Indeed, he spoke like no one else. They're standing outside the grave of Lazarus. It's been 4 days since he breathed his last. And he has been lying in that tomb. And his sisters are concerned that there would be decomposition. And the smell would be terrible when he said, "Roll aside the stone." But he's standing there. And everybody's watching. And the sisters are wondering, and Jesus cries out. Now, it was me. I might have just kind of mumbled it, "Lazarus, come forth." Because if it didn't work, I would have an excuse, you know. If he still laid there dead, then I would say it, you know, metaphorically or spiritually and so on. Jesus wasn't playing games. Jesus wanted to demonstrate his power. He wanted the glory of God to be displayed. That's why the delay. Sometimes we experience delays and we wonder, why didn't God answer in the moment that we called? Because he does that from time to time. But there are times that he will delay because he wants a greater power and a greater glory to be demonstrated. And so he would call Lazarus forth from the tomb. "Lazarus! Come forth." Praise God. Amen. Not quietly, not timidly. "And he that was dead," the Bible says, "came forth." Praise God. "Bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face bound with a napkin. And the Lord declaring, 'Loose him and let him go.'" He wants your hands and your feet free to serve him. He wants your face to reflect his glory and his power. He wants you to magnify him and testify about him. Praise God. So that you could have faith. So that you could have eyes to look for someone to tell. And a mouth that's ready to magnify the Lord and to witness of his power and his greatness. Thank God for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, for that Jesus was not yet glorified. But oh, thank God, there came that moment. There came that day. There came that time when the Spirit of God was poured out in a powerful way, and the Lord fulfilled his promise." Praise God. Amen. Amen. The Lord cried out for our attention on the in houses, on the hillsides, from boats, on the beaches. And sadly, we're coming to the time when we commemorate his crucifixion. And we need to be certainly aware of that. Sadly, the cries of Hosanna as he entered into Jerusalem became crucify him. Crucify him. And from that cross, Jesus spoke seven times. He cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's recorded there because he wants you to understand. He knows what you're feeling. He knows what you're sensing. He knows what you're going through when you have a situation that you feel no one understands. And you're all alone. You're isolated in those circumstances. He knows what that feels like. He cried out, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He knows what consecration means. He knows what surrender means. He knows what death feels like. And that's why he can reach out nail-scarred hands to you. That's why his spirit can come to you in the midnight hour. That's why his presence can fill the room where you are when sleep escapes you, when peace is gone, when anger and anxiety torture you and fear hammers you. The Lord can come by his spirit, praise God, and do the work that nothing or no one else can do. Because he is conqueror over death and hell and the grave. Praise God. Oh, the Apostle Paul records 500 saw him after he resurrected. Thomas had a hard time believing it, declaring, except I see the nail prints in his hand, unless I feel his side, I'm not going to believe. And thank God the Lord spoke his name. The Lord spoke the name of Mary. The Lord spoke the name of Peter. And friend, let me tell you, he knows your name. He knows your name, hallelujah, and he can call your name, and he can reach out to you and your needs and show his power in a wonderful way. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that the resurrected Christ is who we rejoice in today. The resurrected Christ is who we praise and worship today. Not someone who is lying in a tomb on the other side of the world. Not a monument that we build to him and just hope things are going to work out the way his word declares. No, thank God we know his power as a resurrected Lord to be able to minister in our needs and our situations today. Glory to God. Amen. And his promises are real. How powerful and wonderful his goodness and strength would be. Amen. John the Baptist declared, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. If a fire were to break out here today, there would be some excitement. If there was a fire downstairs and someone who had been down there to use the restroom or something and they smelled smoke, they'd come up here real quick and they'd step out and they wouldn't raise their hand. They wouldn't say, Pastor, can I say something just a moment? No, they would come bursting in here crying out, fire! And rightly so. Rightly so. Fire brings excitement. I remember as a little boy growing up in our hometown, there was in the center of town, there was a switch. And on the top of the little tower, there was a siren. And you'd throw that switch and the siren would take off. And it would start low and then reach a real high pitch and you'd pull the switch back down. And then the sound would descend in a little bit. And then you'd throw the switch back up and up, it would go again. And it would go back and forth because there needed to be a signal. There's a fire. The dogs would join in. That switch going back and forth, those dogs would start howling. People come running out of their houses looking to see where's the smoke, where's the fire. And then the whole town would be there, a bucket brigade, because the fire truck often didn't start. And the fire was exciting. Oh, I'm glad God brings the fire of his spirit. Praise God. And able to do the work because of what he desires to fulfill in our lives. The fire that can burn up the trash and the garbage that's in our lives, the fire that can bring warmth and illumination, the fire that can bring light. Praise God for the power and the blessing of God and doing His work. Amen. Oh my, I can tell so many times of what was shouting and the excitement. The lame man being healed in Acts chapter 3 and God's power being displayed again. And the man who had never walked in his life, he's over 40 years old. And Peter grabs a hold of his hand and saying, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Amen. I don't think he was quiet about it. I don't think he just stood there in amazement. In fact, the Bible says he was leaping and he was walking and he was praising God. And I don't think he cared who heard him. In fact, I think he wanted to be heard. I think he wanted to get people's attention because he was not begging now. He was not calling out for alms now. He was not requesting charity. He was exalting the name of Jesus that did the healing work. Oh, thank God for the power of the Lord to bring about the change that only He can provide. Praise God. Oh my, the Spirit of the Lord continues to be poured out. The blessing of God continues to come forth. The Word of the Lord continues to make changes in people's lives. And oh, what a change. What a change that we're looking for. When the trumpet sounds. When the shout is heard. When the voice of the archangel speaks. Praise God. Amen. You talk about action. You talk about change. You talk about a difference. The dead in Christ rising first. They'll lead the way. We follow their example of faith and works now. We determine in our hearts we're going to see them again. We're not going to make the mistake of going the wrong direction and going the wrong way. We're going to lift up the Lord and serve Him. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And Paul says, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Thank God. That's comfort when we're looking to see our loved ones again. That's comfort when we're looking to see the Lord and exalt Him in that heavenly place. Praise God. Praise God. John said 24 elders were around his throne. What a praise team, 24 elders. Here they are, worshiping the Lord, exalting Him, praise God. And around that throne, lifting up the one who sat on that throne, praise God. And then praise that John said came from a great multitude, the voice of many waters, the voice of mighty thunderings. It was loud. He wrote it down. This is the way it sounded. Praise God. And he said, rejoice. Oh, I'm glad we can rejoice. We can give honor to Him. His wife hath made herself ready. Hallelujah. Thank God we can be made ready. And a shout of praise and worship goes up to the Lord. Those marching around Jericho, they held their peace for 6 days, and the trumpets of the priests blew. But on that seventh day, there was a shout. Hallelujah. There was a great shout that went up. When Jehoshaphat went into battle, the praisers and the singers led the way. And I don't think they were mild about it. I don't think they were holding back. I think they were wild in their praise and their worship because they knew their God was going to give them victory. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus is now seeing for eternity all the wonders, all the beauty, all the blessing that the Lord would give. And he is looking upon the one who is wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God that we can believe the Lord and keep calling out upon His name. Stand with me, please. Stand with me. Praise God. Thank God for the wife who wouldn't stop praying. Thank God for the mother who kept on believing. Thank God for the church that kept on worshiping. Hallelujah. Thank God that there are those who are not going to be quiet. There are those who are not going to hold back. There are those who are going to keep on believing the Lord and joining in that forever praise. Amen. And we hear him and we heed him even now and today. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil and his lies are no match for the Lord and his power. The devil and his deceit cannot cancel out Jesus being the truth, the way, the life, and the truth. Amen. Praise God. You know, truth is a powerful, powerful concept in the Word of God. We look at circumstances around us. We look at situations that exist in our lives. And we wonder, is it ever going to change? Is there ever going to be a difference? The truth is, the Lord can make those changes. The Lord can bring that peace. The Lord can touch by his power. The Lord can bring his healing. Praise God. Amen. Awesome to think that the Lord cried out for us. That the Lord cried out, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. Praise God. And now, our opportunity to cry out to him is whatever the need is, he can meet it. Whatever the situation is, he can step in. Whatever the circumstance is, whatever the crisis, he is the Christ of every crisis. Amen. And we can reach out to him. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what we need to do. We do it fairly consistently. We come to the front. We come to the front. Because what we're doing is we're stepping away from the past of difficulties and problems, and we're stepping into a newness of the Lord. We're stepping away from the problems that the devil brings to us, and we're stepping towards the light that the Lord would give us. Amen. So I'd like for you to step out, please. Come by faith. We're going to believe together. We're going to pray together. We're going to trust God together that he's going to do a work for us now. His power is going to be displayed for our needs, for our situations. Thank God we can put our trust in him. If any man, that's what he said, if any man. It didn't matter what the background, it didn't matter what the age, it didn't matter what the past was. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Praise God. Praise God. And oh, I'm thankful that we can reach out to him and receive from him, amen, the power and the blessings that he makes available. Drinking again of his Spirit. Powerful Spirit. Holy Spirit. Wonderful Spirit. To minister to our needs. Let's raise our hands and surrender to him. Praise God. Let's reach out to him. Let's desire his touch again in our lives. Kulalamba.